Okay, do I look okay?
You look great. Just don't ask too many questions. Let them do all the talking, okay? And don't make any dumb jokes.
I won't.
I don't believe you.
I won't.
Okay, you better not. This is important.
Hi, welcome. I'm Christine. You must be Michael. And Julia?
Yeah, yes. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Well, come on in. We're just in the living room. Just throw your coats anywhere.
Thanks.
I know these interviews can be pretty intimidating, but don't worry, we won't bite.
Oh. Phew.
Everyone, this is Michael and Julia, and this is the co-op board.
Hi.
I live in New York City, and if you've ever looked into real estate in New York City, it's pretty expensive. And so buying a home can be kind of unrealistic. And so what some people do if they want to own a home here is they buy into a co-op. That's short for cooperative. And it's a building run collectively by the people inside it. There's a board, there's rules, and you have to go through this selection process. But if you can make it into one, you own a piece of New York City. And you'd be a fool to let it go. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and today in The Truth, we'll meet a couple whose co-op experience becomes more than they bargained for.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. This is called The Co-op.
Everyone, this is Michael and Julia, and this is the co-op board.
Hi.
This is Lou Pulaski, Monica Severn, Peter Burnside.
Hey.
He lives in 4G, so he'd be your neighbor.
Oh,
Camilla Hopkins.
Hi.
And Vern Ellis, our board president.
Hi.
So nice to meet you.
Oh, Julia's got a nice firm handshake there. You're in. No, kidding. Not yet.
No.
So you guys are looking to move to Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah, we've been in Manhattan for a while, and we just want more space. We might, you know, get married and have kids.
You're going to put a ring on that soon, Mike?
That's in the... It's in the cards.
We're talking about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
You wouldn't want to have kids before marriage. Mm.
No, I don't think so.
No, we're big wedlock fans.
Well, you know, you want to be in a good financial spot before you have a kid, though. Which one of you is better at saving money? Mike? I bet it's you.
Well, I think it's both of us.
Looking at your bank statements here, Julia, I made some quick calculations. It looks like you spent $47.50 just on coffee this past month and about $330 on groceries. Is that right?
Yeah, probably. Here's
a tip. Green tea instead of coffee. Much cheaper.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, this is the wrong place to live if you don't like unsolicited advice.
So that was maybe the most awkward 20 minutes of my life.
Right? They really do get all up in your business.
Christine was nice.
Of course, the guy who itemized my bank statements would be our neighbor.
Are you seriously going to join the gardening committee if we get approved?
I just wanted to say anything to make them like us.
Would it even be worth it if we had to live with those people?
There's a washer and dryer. There is an actual kitchen.
Hardwood floors.
Close to the train.
You're right on top of the train and you can't even hear it.
So if the trade-off is nosy neighbors, we can deal with it, right?
Well, cheers to this becoming our new neighborhood bar.
Fingers crossed.
Oh my God.
What?
We got it. They just emailed us. Look,
what?
We're approved.
No way. That was so fast.
I can't believe we got it.
They attached the house rules, of course.
Okay.
Oh, this is so long. Look at trash rules, roof rules, noise control.
Welcome to co-op life.
Oh, the hard part's over.
I can't believe this is our bedroom.
I know.
Oh. How can you wake up unhappy in here?
Look at these closets. Oh my God, so much closet space.
Ugh.
I feel like I could put a closet in my closet. That's gonna be the breakfast.
Nook.
Have coffee in the morning. Exactly. Yeah. Read the paper or something.
Sure, we could start getting the paper.
Start getting the paper.
Yeah, right.
That's where the crib's gonna go.
Yeah. Well, put a ring on her first. What a breathtaking view.
I can't believe that this is our apartment.
Yeah.
We live here.
It's amazing. Who is that?
I don't know.
Hey, Fern.
Hey. Hey. You guys all moved in yet?
Just about, yeah.
Oh, great. So I just stopped by to drop off a copy of the keys.
Great.
So they're all color-coded. Blue, first floor. Green, second floor.
I'm sorry, orange. These are for?
Every apartment. Everyone's got everyone else's.
Okay. Huh. Like in case there's a fire or something?
Sure. Just as a precaution.
Okay.
I'm sure you've thoroughly read through the house rules.
Yeah, we read them.
Great. When you're setting up in there, just make sure you're following the furniture rules and all that.
Yeah, I think we are. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys have a great night.
You too.
And welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you kidding me with this key ring? When would we ever use these?
Right? And what did he mean about the furniture rules? It sounded weird, right? Let me look. Hold on. Okay, house rules. Okay, living room furniture must be arranged in accordance with proper feng shui guidelines. What the?
It does not say that.
It does. Look, there's a whole list. Sofas and armchairs may not be set on walls containing windows. Wooden bookshelves should be on east or southeast walls only.
Yeah, right. They can't enforce that. That's insane.
Right? I mean, how would they even know?
Whatever, it's probably more of a guideline than a hard rule.
I hope. Did we make a huge mistake buying this place?
I mean, it's right on top of the train.
Yeah, right? Is that crazy?
Yeah, no, I went to Cafe Rosalind again the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And they remembered my order. I mean, I didn't even open my mouth, and she was like, double shot espresso? And I was like, yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
You got a place.
I'm a regular. I got a place.
Well, dude, Brooklyn, should have moved here years ago.
I never said we shouldn't move.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I just stopped in to see if you had a Phillips head screwdriver. I got a loose hinge of one of my kitchen cabinets, you know.
You just let yourself into our apartment with the key copy?
Yeah, comes in handy times like this. I hope that's not a problem.
Actually, it kind of is. We don't want anyone coming into our apartment when we're not home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'd prefer not.
Let me tell you two something. You're new here. You'd do best to take a when-in-Rome attitude, if you know what I mean. You don't want to go the way of the neighbors before you. Just a tip. Thanks for the screwdriver. I'll drop it off soon.
What was that?
That was so creepy.
The way of the neighbors before us? I mean, he was threatening us, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
You can't just come in here and take stuff. That's like illegal.
Is it, or are we living under co-op law now? No, don't. I'm serious.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we should at least tell Fern Ellis about it. There's no way that's allowed, right?
No.
If that is Peter again.
Hi, Julia. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, Christine.
How's
hey.
It going?
We're doing good. We're just still unpacking.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. You know what I always say? 2 to 3 boxes a day. Don't overwhelm yourself, right?
Good advice.
I don't want to bother you. I'm just checking in to see if you still want to come to the gardening committee meeting, which is this Friday. I'm hoping you're still interested.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. So you might have seen in the house rules, and I know, there's so many of them, but don't worry, you'll catch on. Everyone is required to join at least one committee, and I'm being totally selfish because I want you to join mine.
Aw, yeah, that sounds great. What time,
Yay!
Friday?
Okay, 6 p.m. in my apartment, 3A. It's where we had your interview.
Sounds great, I'll be there.
Okay, great. I'm so excited. I'll see you then, and welcome to the building.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't look at me like that.
We all have to join one committee.
When in Rome.
Julia!
Hi, come on in. We were just about to get started. You remember Monica and Camilla?
Yes, of course. Hi. Hi.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Hello.
Oh, come on in. Have a seat. Take a brownie. We take turns baking for each meeting.
Great, thank you. Mmm, that's delicious. So rich.
Well, I like my brownies like I like my men.
Yes. Shall we begin with next year's gardening budget?
Ah, Camilla, always the taskmaster. If it were up to me, we'd spend the whole time on building gossip.
So the good news is we have a budget increase of 20% this year, bringing us to around $12,000.
Excuse me, $12,000 is just for the garden?
Oh, sure.
We take great pride in our rooftop garden. Haven't you seen it, Julia?
Of course. I mean, it's very beautiful.
You might not be able to tell at first glance, but we have a lot of very unique hybrids up there. In fact, Camilla's African blue basil took top prize this year.
Just a little award ceremony we hold in-house, nothing to speak of.
So, what should we spend the extra money on?
We will vote on the additional budget allocation.
All right.
All in favor of flowers, say aye. All in favor of vegetables, say aye. All in favor of herbs, say aye.
Aye.
What's the point in arguing? Camilla loves her herb garden.
Julia, what do you think?
All committee decisions require a unanimous vote.
Oh, but be honest.
I mean, sure, herbs, I guess. Aye.
In a unanimous vote, the additional budget will be allocated to increasing the herb garden. Shall we move on to tasting?
Oh, Julia, you're gonna love this. Oh,
what are we tasting? Oh, wow.
Camilla requires us to try any new herb for the coming season.
The first is the bronze fennel.
Now, Julia, we take a single herb and place it on the tongue of the woman to our left.
That's okay. I'll just watch.
Is there something wrong?
No, I'd just rather... I'm sure you all have better judgment than...
Don't be silly, Julia.
Please.
Okay.
It blooms in early summer and is known to attract butterflies.
Mmm. A light anise note, not too heavy. Mm-hmm. And we cleanse the palate, Julia.
Oh, okay.
And now we have a Sorel Blonde Leon.
Mmm. Oh, quite lemony. It would pair wonderfully with a delicate fish.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tenura Diffusa, known as a natural relaxant and libido enhancer.
Sign me up.
Oh. A good flavor, too.
Mm. Julia, do you and Mike make love often?
I'm sorry.
Monica.
Sometimes you need a little boost. Men can be demanding, just ask my husband.
Oh, it's true. Mm-hmm. Julia, how many times a week does Mike propose intercourse?
I'll have to think about that one and get back to you.
Well, when you and Mike are ready to start having kids, let me know. I'll make you a really good fertility tea.
You should start drinking it now. What are you, about 33, Julia?
Yep, just about.
Yeah.
You know what, that actually reminds me. I was making tea earlier and I might have left the kettle on, so I had to go...
You'll be right back. We still have several herbs to taste.
I'll try. I actually might have something. I'll let you know. I'm so sorry.
No need to apologize.
Okay. Thank you for all of this.
Huh.
More herbs for us.
I had to put a leaf on another woman's tongue. Three times.
And this is, like, normal procedure?
Yes. Apparently they do this at every garden committee meeting.
No one here has any boundaries.
Right?
It's so weird.
Are we being crazy?
No.
Are we the crazy ones?
Are we?
I don't think so. If it weren't so close to the trains.
It's so close to the train.
I know.
Okay, this is done. You want to go find something for us to watch on TV? I'll be in a sec.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Hey, have you been in here since we've been home?
No, why?
Come here.
Someone moved the couch and the chair in here. This wasn't you?
You didn't do this?
No.
Did you move the bookshelf?
No. I think somebody's been in here.
you're pranking me right now, I'm
not.
I swear.
I am not. I wouldn't do that.
You promise?
Yeah. This is messed up.
Let's go to Vern.
No! Do you feel safe here? I don't.
No, I guess I... No, I don't.
We have to get out of here.
You're right. We have to get out of here right now.
Shh. Don't move.
I know you're in there.
Hey.
I told you they were home.
You know, now's not actually...
Come on in, everybody.
Hey. Oh, I love what you've done with the place.
Sorry, guys. I don't want to take my shoes off.
We were going to have the Friday communal in 3B, but then I thought, why not let the new neighbors host? So we'll have it here.
What is the Friday communal?
First Friday of every month. Didn't you read the house rules?
Yes. Oh, I'm so, actually, John, I can get that for you.
I got it.
Oh, come on. Sit, relax. We'll all get to know each other.
Hey, Mike, you want to show me how to use the stereo system in there?
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
Let's just act like nothing's wrong. Once they leave, we'll get out of here.
Julia, if you share your digital calendar with me, I can schedule some gardening shifts for you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Michael, Camellia Hopkins, 5A. Have you ever heard of Siberian chives?
Julia, you look so young in this photo.
Where did you find that?
Oh, I just found this album in the bedroom.
Yeah, I'll just put this back.
No, I can do it.
No,
there's more I want to look at in there anyway. It's
Mike! Really Julia! Lou Pulaski. We met at your interview. Come on, come sit.
We can stand.
No, I insist. I've got something here you're both gonna love. Close your eyes.
What is it?
Julia, it's getting warm in here. I'm just gonna open this window.
Okay.
Both of you, close your eyes.
Just show us.
You'll love it.
Okay.
Close your eyes! Your turn, Julia. Just eat it. It's not going to hurt you.
I didn't expect something to be put into my mouth.
It's a triple cream goat cheese rolled in herbs from our own rooftop garden. You don't like that. You got no taste in cheese.
I'm lighting some candles. Can we turn the lights down a bit?
Hey, you two, before I forget, I heard some rather loud lovemaking through the wall yesterday evening. Not that I was listening. But based on how your bed's set up, I'm guessing that Mike was thrusting this way.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me...
Hey, you okay?
No, I feel like drunk or something, but I didn't drink anything.
Julia, you look tired. Let me help you to bed.
What's happening?
Go lie down.
Hey, everybody! Hey! Sorry. Julia's not feeling well. And I think we just need to, sorry. We're cutting this short. If everyone could just leave the plates and glasses in the kitchen, and just don't worry about it. Just leave it where it is.
Mike, you don't look too well. Peter, Lou, give me a hand here.
Yeah,
okay, come easy on, does Mike. It.
No, you don't have to.
No, we really don't need help.
Don't be silly. We'll tuck you in. What are neighbors for?
To bed we go.
What are you... Get your hands off me.
Why is everybody in our room?
I have to say, it went much smoother this time.
You gotta learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Great job with the cheese, Lou.
No, it was Christine's idea.
What is happening?
Oh, we just gave you a little something to help you sleep. Camilla's proprietary herb blend. You'll feel much better tomorrow.
Tuck them in nice and tight.
Nighty-night, neighbors.
The cuties. Morning. I slept so well. You?
Yeah, I slept amazing. I feel great. Should we go make some breakfast?
Sounds good.
I'll just put on some slippers and go next door and see if Peter has some eggs.
I'll grab the keys.
I feel like really happy. It feels like we're just one big happy family.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we're really lucky.
The Co-op, performed by Hannah Chase, Dennis Pacheco, Amy Warren, Susan Owen, Betty Hudson, Joel Bernstein, Michael Cullen, and Sam Sutsavis. It was written by Becca Shaw and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more at radiotopia.fm. And you can learn more about our show on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern has been Madeline Stouffer, who's now moved on and will surely conquer the world. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.